From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush made a visit to the Pentagon today, where he promised that there will be a full accounting for the abuse of Iraqi detainees. He also gave a strong show of support for Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld amid rising criticism of Rumsfeld's handling of the war in Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The commander-in-chief appeared before reporters briefly, taking no questions, but making clear he backs his defense secretary.
You're doing a superb job. You are a strong secretary of defense, and our nation owes you a debt of gratitude.
Pentagon officials say that behind closed doors, Rumsfeld showed President Bush a relatively small but representative sampling of the pictures of detainee abuse, not the videos, but the still pictures. Officials here say that they may release some of the photos to the public, though there are legal constraints, with the first court-martial already set for next week. President Bush sounded confident that the numerous investigations underway will give a full accounting to the abuse.
Those responsible for these abuses have caused harm that goes well beyond the walls of a prison. It has given some an excuse to question our cause and to cast doubt on our motives.
It also called into question Rumsfeld's leadership capacity, according to retired Army Major General William Nash, now a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
There are very serious problems with the way we've approached the detainee issue, both here in the United States, in Guantanamo, in Afghanistan, and now in Iraq. And it's more than the behavior of a half a dozen or dozen soldiers. There's command responsibilities and there's policy responsibilities.
Nash has been highly critical of the way this Defense Department planned for the day after Saddam Hussein's ouster. He said reserve forces were activated too quickly without proper training. He says the fact that there was a shortage of prison guards at Abu Ghraib was just another sign of the lack of resources needed to secure a post-war Iraq.
The overall plan vastly underestimated the challenges, failed to allocate the necessary resources and soldiers to it. And everything since the end of the war has been addressed in rather an ad hoc basis.
He wouldn't go as far as saying Secretary Rumsfeld should be ousted as part of a policy review on Iraq. Michael Vickers, a defense consultant formerly with the Army's Special Forces and with the CIA, said it's not clear another defense secretary would be more effective, though he says he's long heard grumbling within the Pentagon about Rumsfeld's leadership.
There have been complaints about both style and substance. Style in terms of abrasiveness, but substance in terms of the general beliefs about warfare and strategy. For instance, the size of the force that went into Iraq or is in Iraq now. And I think that there's some bitterness on those levels.
Vickers, now with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, thinks the U.S. should actually trim its presence in Iraq now. He said the U.S. needs to set more realistic goals and stop using large conventional forces to round up Iraqis, which he says is the way the U.S. has been fighting insurgencies.
The military, to some extent, is in denial about the real problem, which is, you know, we have a flawed counterinsurgency strategy in Iraq. It's not too few forces. It's the wrong strategy that's being pursued.
Questions about the mission and strategy in Iraq have intensified in the wake of the prisoner abuse scandal. In a sign of the discontent within military ranks, the Army Times published an editorial that accuses Rumsfeld and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Richard Myers, of professional negligence. It adds accountability is essential, even if that means relieving top leaders from duty in a time of war. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, The Pentagon.